जय राधा माधव कुंज गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरि वरधारी जन बल्लभ गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरि वरधारी गोपी जन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन सुदनंदन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Gurudev 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 Jaya Gurudev Jayam Vishnupad Paramhansvari Prajika Charja Ashtutar Sato Sri Simat Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jaya Anant Gaudi Vaishnavinda Ki Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jaya Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jaya Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jaya Alachua Nir Ramanriti Dham Ki Jaya Samaveda Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Krishna Balaram Gornitaya Bhagavan Vigrasamo Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Guru Puja Ki Jaya Samaveda Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Nitaya Gaura Pramanande Hare All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories always to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Narayanam Namaskrittam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nasta praesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. So today, Wednesday, June 6th, 2018, we are serving in Alachua temple Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his followers. Canto 11, Chapter 21, Text 8. Synonyms first. So when we pray and recite, we'll have a more deeper feeling what we are reciting. A Krishna Saro. Without spotted antelopes, Deshanam among places, A Brahmanya, where there is no devotion to the Brahmanas, asuchi, contaminated. Bhavet is Krishna Sara, possessing spotted antelopes. Api, even. Asubira, asobira, without saintly cultured man. Kikota, a place of low class men, such as the state of Gaya. Asamaskrit, asamskrita, where people do not practice cleanliness or purificatory ceremonies. Iranam, where the land is barren. Translation and purport by the beautiful followers of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Akrishna Sara Deshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhave. Krishna Sarapi Ashobira. Kikatang Sanskriterinam. Akrishna Saradeshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhaved. Krishna Sarapi Asobira. Kikata Sanskrit Iranam. Akrishna Saradeshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhaved. Krishna Sarapi Asovira. Kikata Asankrit Iranam. Please chant. Krishna Saradeshanam. Brahmanna Suchir Bhavet. Krishna Sarapi Savira. Kikata Sankriskita Inanam. Akrishna Saradeshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhavet. Krishna Sarapi Savira. Kikata Samskritinam. Akrishna Saradeshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhavet. Krishna Sarapi Savira. Yata Samskrita Irinam. Akrishna Sara Deshanam. Abrahmano Suchir Bhave. Krishna Sarapi Asovira. Yata Asamskritinam. Akrishna Sara Deshanam. Abrahmanna Suchir Bhave. Krishna Sarapi Asovira. Kikata Samskritinam. Translation and purport. So this chapter, before I read the translation and purport, just to understand that those who are pure devotee, they have in a different category, previous chapter explains. And then those who are following the Vedic path, they're supposed to go by engaging, when they are human being, by engaging their propensity according to their swabhav and covering of the modes to varnashram dharma, and then varnashram dharma supposed to take them from karma kanda to karma yoga to jnana yoga to bhakti. Now both processes are recommended by Krishna. So those who are not capable of following this, this chapter is for them, the third category, those who are not following, even though it appears like this. So with that mood, you can see that where it relates, how Lord Krishna very mercifully, kindly, because he loves, he's like a loving father cares for every children, whether one child is most worst or another child is very gentle, doesn't matter, the loving father, some or other, knows the beautiful way to curb their, draw their attraction towards him, so they will go back, eventually back home, back to Godhead. So this is applicable to those people who are not inclined to pure bhakti or perfect follower of Veda, but for them, some fear of rules, regulation, pure, impure, auspicious, inauspicious, are created by Krishna so that they will eventually come out to bhakti path. That was the purpose behind the whole chapter. This is what I understand. So with that in mind, we'll read that. Translation. Among places, those bereft of the spotted antelope, those devoid of devotion to the Brahmanas, those possessing spotted antelopes but bereft for respectable men, provinces like Kikota and places where cleanliness and purificatory rites are neglected, where meat eaters are prominent or where the earth is barren, are all considered to be contaminated lands. Purport. I broke down the purport into 13 points. So as we read the purport, I'm going to highlight the point that I found. Maybe you can contribute or you can correct me. Here, from today, the 8 verses, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, what is pure and impure objects are described. First word explains that O Krishna Sara, without spotted antelopes, among places, any place devoid or those bereft of spotted antelope is impure. Deshanam, among places, a Brahmana, where there is no devotion to the Brahmanas, those devoid of devotion to the Brahmanas, a place where there is no person respecting Brahmanas is most impure. Then Krishna Sara, possessing spotted antelopes, even if the place has spotted antelopes, without saintly cultured man, means if there are dishonest kikotas, many persons who are unclean, like natchas, of it, the place has this desert. It is impure. And here Kikoto is mentioned as a Gaya. Now we are going to the purport. The first, the word Krishna Sara refers to the spotted antelope whose hide is used by brahmacharis while residing in the ashrama of the spiritual master. Brahmacharis never hunt in the forest, but rather accept skins from those animals already deceased. The skin of the black or spotted antelope is also used as a garment by those receiving instruction in the execution of Vedic sacrifice. Even till today, if you go to some remote village where there is an ashram, you'll see there are some, not necessarily Vaishnavas, that some ashram, they has a big belt made of thick, how do you say, not vine, but they are almost like a piece of wood, but they grow like this, and that means they can never become fat whole life. This is the brahmachari life. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually Prabhupada translated very nice about in Satya Yuga, this is in Madhulila, I'm coming, where Lord also had the same dress. This is not just some ashram mansion, because Krishna himself in Satya Yuga comes in this dress. So here it mentioned, and I remember when I was a child, I went with my sister and I saw them, all of them had this big belt. But those belt is one time put on for the rest of your life. It's some or other, it's sealed that it never comes off. So you can never gain weight. Actually, Prabhupada did say, I remember in Mayapur, I don't want to mention any name, but Prabhupada did say, they were talking that nobody should gain weight in the society, leaders at least, too much. We don't have that problem in Alachua. But in Mayapur I heard this, and I didn't understand, but now it makes sense. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very heavy if sannyasi would gain weight. He was very heavy. They have to cut down. So what got to do with the deer skin? Deer skin fears. When you have an antelope spotted deer skin, it literally fears the unwanted animals around. When you are meditating as a brahmachari or you are chanting, if you have a deer skin, I'm not promoting this in this temple, I'm just saying what I read and heard. But if you have a deer skin and you sit on top of it, or deer skin wrap your waist side, then generally other animal will not bother you during your japa or during your service. Deer skin is also antiseptic. It is also proven, just like a cow dung. Prabhupada says cow dung has an antiseptic. Not because of that it's pure, but Smriti Shastra says cow dung is pure, and we accept it. But Prabhupada is so merciful, he said one gentleman actually found that cow dung has an antiseptic characteristic, so this is proper. Because when you touch a stool of other creature, you're not supposed to enter into the temple without taking bath, except the cow dung. Rather, your cow dung will purify you, even though it's a stool of a cow. Deer skin keeps body cool from sense enjoyment. It has some kind of a effect in the body that you will not get agitated. And it allows the mind to focus more. That's why Lord Krishna himself, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation that how he came in Satya Yuga as a white incarnation, and that white incarnation had this deer skin. Prabhupada gave a very nice short explanation. So next point is on the purport. If there is no antelopes, means no brahmachari comes there, or jagik brahmachari comes there. That means if there is no sacrifice to please Krishna, that place is impure. So next paragraph should be highlighted from that point. Therefore, since sacrifice cannot be properly performed in areas bereft of such creatures, these places are impure. Not because there is no antelope, but there is a reason why. Because antelope draws the attention of the brahmachari to have an ashram in that area. It's very nice. Third, impure place opposed to devotional service, though may be expertly doing karma jagna with deer skin. Furthermore, although the inhabitants of a particular place may be expert in performing fruitive activities and ritualistic sacrifice, if they are inimical to the devotional service of the Lord, such place is also polluted. So bhakti is promoted there, that even if you have a perfect brahmachari doing jagna and deer skin and antelope is going around here, there, still it is impure if they do not perform louder. Bhakti, thank you. You can say louder, there is no harm. The bhakti, thank you. Number four. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that previously the province of Bihar and Bengal were bereft of devotional service to the Lord and were considered impure. The great Vaishnavas such as Jayadev appeared in these territories, converting them into the holy place. Anybody knows where the Mayapur Chandrodaya TOBP temple is, speciality about that place? It's Jayadev Goswami's place where he used to reside. That's where Lord Chaitanya appeared. The story goes that Jayadev Goswami had a champaka flower. You know in English what they call champaka flower. It looks like a golden yellow. Sometimes we see in the altar they bring. He has? Chaturatma Prabhu has? Friend Japan. That's the name of the... Oh, thank you. I never heard that. Friend Japan. Okay, so Jayadev Goswami has a very unique pastimes there that he would not come to Bengal until this King Shen, he actually kind of trapped in a disguised form to bring him. And then anyway, eventually Jayadev Goswami came and lived there. Where Mayapur Chandrodaya temple is, exactly that location was Jayadev Goswami's kutir. He used to live, and it sounds like a coincidence that Prabhupada found that place because some other of his friends would not sell. Anyway, there's a negative story of that. But positive is actually, there was there was a tomb, because Prabhupada, sometimes snake came. One cat even came to Prabhupada's room and passed, stole and went outside. And Prabhupada commented that this is the temple is actually on the tomb of some. But those are negative side. Positive side is that that was those unwanted creature was taking over the holy places. So Prabhupada mercifully allowed them to build the temple where Jayadev Goswami had a beautiful pastimes. The Jayadev Goswami, he would do everything for himself. In Bengal, Janmashtami Prabhu knows probably, in the village they have a thatched roof made of straw, if you go to the village. So one person underneath the roof put the string with a straw, and the other person on top of the roof wrapped it and put it back. Then they go like this. Two person required, and then the roof is finished. Then you can live underneath. So Jayadev Goswami, one time he was doing, and he's telling to his wife very beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna. And that time he had no idea about Lord Chaitanya. And at that time, Jayadev Goswami was so much emotional, instead of doing the proper job of the tying up the thatched roof, he was completely like overwhelmed, and he forgot that what he's supposed to do. He's just going on talking, and he stopped there. And after a little while, all of a sudden he saw his wife is coming with the water from the Ganges, and said, "Are you okay? You are like crying." He was surprised. He said, "How are you coming from the Ganges?" He said, "Well, I went to the Ganges, I'm bringing Ganges water." "So, no, but you are giving me the thread from underneath." He said, "You are seeing so many things, I understand. Maybe it's not me for sure. Because I was away, whole time I'm taking bath in the Ganges and bringing." So then Jayadev Goswami got so overwhelmed. Who was doing this? Then he came inside, there was nobody. So because Krishna is so eager to hear from each of us about the perception we hold about him, about his quality, about his pastime. Krishna is more interested. You may say, where is the Siddhanta? Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a whole song. I thought he was bribing to Krishna. He says, Siddha Deha Diya Vrindavana Maje Seva Adi Seva Kara Karadana Piyaya Prema Matakari More Sunaha Nija Guna Gana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it appears like he's bribing. Oh Krishna, please give me this spiritual body and take me back home, back to Godhead, and engage me in this devotional service to the divine couple. And if you say, why should I do that? Well, I tell you the secret what I'll do. I'll talk about this confidential pastime, about your relationship with Srimati Radharani, and about your relationship with all the devotees, and the beautiful, the emotional feeling that they feel. I'll elaborate all this. So please give me that opportunity. Sounds like a spiritual bribery. But this is what our case also. We are looking for that. Krishna has an interest for us. We have interest for Krishna. This is called real union, sambandha gyan. So that place is very nice. I don't know who put this in the purport, that Jayadev Goswami is making this happen. Because Jayadev Goswami started. And after a little while, one day, Jayadev Goswami was so emotional that while he was singing, then he made a garland of champaka flower. What did he say? Friend Japan. With that beautiful garland. And as he made the garland, he was putting on Krishna and he's looking. Prabhu, this garland looks so beautiful on you. I wonder if you have beautiful color of like this garland. As he's thinking, all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya just appeared. This is 700 years before. So Lord Chaitanya appeared and Jayadev Goswami fell at the feet of the Lord. He was so much in emotional ecstasy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to tap him to get him up. Then he woke up and he says, my Lord, you are so beautiful, golden color. And you can see right here in our deity form, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so beautiful. Then Lord Chaitanya told Jayadev Goswami, I'll come in future, not now. He said, Prabhu, I want to come and serve you. He said, yes, you will serve me by hearing your beautiful song, beautiful verbalizing emotional feeling through the language of poetic form called Gita Govinda. So Mahaprabhu already knew this before he appeared, that he's going to hear Gita Govinda. And Jayadev Goswami, this way he served. That's the same place when you go to Mayapur, Iskon Mayapur temple, that place. So this is very nice purport. The next one is, Subira means God's law-abiding citizen are called cultured men. The word Asubira indicates those places without Subiras, respectable saintly persons. Ordinarily, a person who obeys the state law is considered respectable citizen. In the same way, one who strictly obeys the law of God is considered to be a cultured or decent man, Subira. The place where such intelligent person reside is called Subiram. Anybody knows where the gentleman is found in this age? It's right here. When the reporter asked Prabhupada about the devotees, what did he answer? They're the perfect gentlemen. Means culture. Gentleman doesn't mean you dress good only. Means culture. They follow the Vedic path. They chant Hare Krishna. They follow the whatever the rules, regulations given for the human being in this age. That's why Prabhupada, such a nice one simple word Prabhupada used, but it's perfect. So where do you see the perfect gentleman? Go to every Hare Krishna temple. Or around. They are also everywhere, like Dibbanga Prabhu on the parking lot in the mall. So like that. Then the next 6 point, Kikoto is Bihar. Kikoto refers to the modern state of Bihar, which traditionally has been known as territory of uncivilized men, even in such provinces. However, any place where saintly person gather is considered to be holy. On the other hand, a province of generally respectable person is immediately polluted by the presence of sinful man. Bihar, anybody knows who comes from Bihar? Keshava Prabhu's great-grandfather. Wow. He raised his hand. Now they are all delivered because of you. You became gentle. Thank you. Also, Radha Govinda Maharaj had a very interesting pastime because he comes from there. And Prabhupada was on his way to that place and Prabhupada, I'm just going to tell one little story. It's very funny. Maharaj told me personally. He said, I don't like to say this because it's not really glorifying Prabhupada, but Prabhupada is so humble. So I'm going to say it because Prabhupada's humility is like something unbelievable. So Prabhupada met him in the big festival and he came nearby. He had a pant and shirt, just like a Hindu. And Prabhupada says, oh, you are attracted to this movement? He said, yes. He said, come see me tomorrow in the Hanuman Prasad Dharamsala, where Prabhupada was staying. So he comes in the morning, and it was cold, very cold, and nobody was there on the ground floor. So he comes, and he saw one old man guarding the place or something, and big chador covered his head. He said, I came to see Maharaj. He said, why you want to see Maharaj? He said, Maharaj is a great personality. He said, how do you know? So he is preaching Lord Chaitanya. Who is Lord Chaitanya? So why are you asking all this question? I want to see Maharaj. He said, no, first you answer. He said, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. How do you know Lord Chaitanya is Krishna? He said, it says in the book. Why don't you read the book? You are with Maharaj, you should read the book. Then as he said, he saw all these Western devotees came and paid obeisances to this guy, not knowing that was the Maharaj, Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada had a whole, Prabhupada has like covered, like it's cold, it was cold and his little face was there, so he didn't recognize. And then he felt such a horrible. So he paid obeisance, but Prabhupada grabbed his hand, he said, come upstairs. I'll tell you, I'll give you initiation. So it was very nice, Prabhupada is very humble, but Prabhupada is very, always wants us to know why we believe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada had like a very nice way of expressing this. So that was from Bihar. So Bihar is purified due to Prabhupada. There's another devotee also, I know, Sadhu Maharaj. That Prabhupada met him after the GBC meeting in 76 in Vrindavan. He told me that story also. That he's also Bihar. I just remember all of a sudden. And Prabhupada says, so how is your deity? Radha Govinda. Prabhupada went to their house. And he comes from a royal family. His grandfather was a king, his father was a king, and he's supposed to be king. Now he's a sannyasi brajavasi in Vrindavan. So he says, well, Maharaj, we hired a brahmana, they are taking care. Prabhupada said, that's not devotional service. You're supposed to serve the deity. This is your grandfather. Prabhupada knew the whole story. You should do this. So he said, oh, I'm so sorry. He said, no, you should dedicate your life. Prabhupada was really heavy. And he cried while he was saying that. Because of Prabhupada's mercy, he completely gave up everything else and just served. And eventually he gave up his kingdom and became a sadhu in Vrindavan. So many devotees comes and Prabhupada made that place purified now. The 7th point, asamskrit means internally, externally. Asamskrit indicates lack of external cleanliness as well as the absence of purificatory ceremonies for internal cleanliness. So how do we clean outside body? with the new dress, tilakam, and invite the Lord to reside here. And internally, we do japa, chanting, kirtan. So, this is very nice. And then number eight, time is so quick. Number eight, asamskrit indicates lack of external cleanliness as well as the absence of purificative ceremony for internal cleanliness. Number eight, dharmic, Srila Madhvacharya quotes from the Skanda Purana as follows. Religious persons should reside within an 8 miles radius. 8 mile radius from seven things. See if you reside there. From the river, 8 miles from the rivers, 8 miles from the ocean, 8 miles within, I mean not from, within. Mountains or hermitage, forest, spiritual cities, places where the Shalagram Shila is found. Is everybody agrees? You live within the 8 miles from one of those? Very good. And if you don't, you try to adjust. And the one thing I thought was very easy is the Shalagram Shila. Almost everybody has. Shesha Prabhu has a beautiful Shalagram Shila. Number nine. Beside above seven is Kikata. Means if you don't live within 7 miles, I mean 8 miles within those seven places, then you are living in a contaminated place, period. Number 10, but if even in such contaminated places, black and spotted antelopes are found, one may reside there as long as sinful persons are not also present. How are you going to check? If they don't chant Hare Krishna, that's all. In one way. Or if they don't have a respect to the Vaishnavas or saintly people. Prabhupada made a point in that worshipping deity supposed to be in what age? Dwapara. But actually worshipping started in Treta. And Prabhupada gave a nice purport that when people are not elevated, they have a one way to purify themselves, respecting the Vaishnavas. So if they lose the respect to the Vaishnavas, even if they worship the deity, eventually they will go in vain. That's the saddest part. So it is important that everybody is favorable to the Hare Krishna people wherever they see. Or at least smiles. There was a newspaper, Prabhupada had a morning walk. And during our early days in the 80s, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother used to come to Mayapur on his appearance, disappearance day. I remember I used to go personally to invite Srila Sridhar Maharaj's temple, Puri Maharaj's temple. And they would come. I don't know nowadays, but those days they would come and they would glorify Prabhupada on his appearance day, disappearance day. And I remember one time Puri Maharaj, he was seeing this video. There's an old, elderly Caucasian lady with a dog on a leash, morning walk. Prabhupada is going with all these sannyasi brahmacharis. And this lady stopped and told to Prabhupada, "Good morning, Swamiji," something like that. Because newspaper front page was Prabhupada's photo with like this. And Srila Puri Maharaj immediately commented, "Do you know, this lady's entire sin, all her material sinful, everything finished, just because she smiled at Prabhupada." And Prabhupada also smiled and said, "Hare Krishna." That's all. Just little moment, you may say 30 seconds or 1 minute took place. Can you imagine unlimited, entire creation, sinful nature gone from me just from a little smile. So this is how the Vaishnavas, Prabhupada was exhibiting, purify the places. 11. Even if sinful person are present, if civil power rests with respectable authorities, one may remain. And this is happening, actually. The University of UF, Florida, they recognize the Krishna lunch they put the name of that road with Krishna Lahan's road, and they in their government documents or the university documents, the Hare Krishna and Prabhupada's name is stamped for permanent record. So they do recognize. That means the people, the student will get automatically some benefit. They have no idea, but they are getting spiritual benefit. And the professors too, and those who actually initiated that idea. And the last number is, the Lord here elaborate, similarly, one may dwell wherever the deity of Vishnu is duly installed and worshipped. The Lord here elaborates upon the theme of piety and sin, which are based on purity and impurity. Thus, pure and contaminated places of residence are described here. This pure and impure is not same thing. Like Sudama Maharaj came back from a morning walk with Prabhupada, and he took his shoes outside, and then he went to the deity kitchen. Those days, I guess, was only one kitchen or something. And he was washing his feet in a big stainless steel washing place in the kitchen. So Prabhupada noticed, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, I'm just washing my feet." He said, "But you're making it this impure." Then Maharaj told to Prabhupada, "No, no, this is pure, Prabhupada. This is stainless steel." So the conception of pure impure was not defined until actually Prabhupada put it in the book. Then Prabhupada explained him, no, this is for deity, for the Lord. This is not for our. Even if you have a dirt feet, you should clean it outside, not in the deity's paraphernalia. Everything in the deity room should be for the pleasure of deity. We should always consider as a servant, not so much important. Because of the time being, I'm just going to give the last part, because in the beginning, this chapter giving very sweet explanation that good and bad aspect of those involved in karma are discussed very thoroughly in this chapter, you will see. The meaning of the scriptures in this regard are also explained by Krishna. Sakama karma is criticized. You'll see that in some purport and some sloka Krishna says. Lack of proper ending on mat patha, means follow my path, is poetic license. So four things are explained. One, bhakti gives attainment of the Lord. That through bhakti, you become an associate and you go to spiritual world and serve him eternally, live there eternally. Second, jnana gives attainment of impersonal Brahman. Third, nishkam karma indirectly gives impersonal Brahman. Not directly, indirectly. And number four, sakam karma gives heaven and earthly kingdom. This is also mentioned by Krishna, but in a criticizing format. So with this ending, I'm just going to say that when we are following this, we follow Raghunath Das Goswami, as Prabhupada said, is the Acharya of Mahaprabhu's followers, us. Raghunath Das Goswami quoted a famous verse that Prabhupada also put this. Na dharmam srutigana niruktam kilakuru braje radha krishna prachura paricharjam ihatanu sachisuna nandishara patisutatte guru varam mukunda prestatte smara param ajasra nanumana. So he explains, those who are already revived or in the process to revive sambandha gyan, which will culminate into pure love. Sambandha gyan actually mature as a bhav. Bhav is not like, if you don't know the sixth question, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, who am I? What is my relationship with this material nature? What is my relationship with Krishna? What is Krishna's relationship with me? And what is Krishna's relationship with the material nature? And material nature's relationship with Krishna? And material nature relationship with me? These six questions, when understood and realized, then Sambandha Gyan begins. And it will mature into pure love of God. So, Raghunath Das Goswami says, don't worry what Shastra says to do and not to do, what is pure, impure, auspicious, inauspicious. He says, do not focus on that. What you should focus? He said, focus Braje Radha Krishna Prachura Paricharjam Ihatanu. That with your body, mind and word only glorify Sri Sri Radha Krishna of Vrindavan. And if you do, then you will see Sachi Nandan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that Radha Krishna. And serve him in Daisharas. And when you serve him in Daisharas, you don't have to focus what relationship, what rasa I have. You don't need. These verses are very clear. And I can quote you this. Kuno bhagye kuno jive sadda judi hai tave sei jib dasya vase gauranga bhajai dasya paribakke jabe jive ridaye si madhur rasude murtiman hoye she samaye bhajaniya tattva gore hari. Because somebody asked me that. How can you say like that we don't need to meditate on our relationship? I said, that verse doesn't say that. That verse says you worship Prabhupada. It says that you worship Guru, Mukunda Prishtate. You worship Guru who is a directly, when we say Prabhupada, it means full Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is not just a person from India only, or sannyasi. He is 100% Krishna consciousness. That form we worship, and that form worshipping, attracting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna himself. So when he sees our maturity of devotional life come to this point, then he himself will manifest as a Radha Krishna and take us to Vrindavan and give us our eternal relationship. We do not need to artificially meditate or focus on that. This verse very clearly says. So then Raghunath Das Goswami emphasized, and this Guru, Gauranga and Radha Govinda, these are all in one Ishtadev. In other words, if somebody is pleasing Prabhupada and not focusing on pleasing Krishna, it is same. It is not to be seen separately. Because they all three are one. Very nicely he put this verse. So this is my last conclusion. The essence of devotion is the dedicated direction of our desires towards the object of devotion, the all-attractive Supreme Krishna. During our practice, we must look for our intention of our practice while we are chanting japa. Are we looking for prosperity or popularity? We may hope that Krishna will grant us opulent or that people will glorify us for our saintliness. Because I'm talking about my own life. I look at sometimes. Such desire prevent us from tasting Krishna's sweetness. Therefore, keeping us away from steady spiritual consciousness. The essence of devotion is the dedicated direction of our desire towards the object of devotion. The all-attractive Supreme Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundara. I will end with this. If anybody has any comment, question, correction. In yes, Prabhu. Tribhikram.
Hare Bhavan. So the scriptures define in the earlier ages where cultured men reside and so forth. It's stated from Himavat to Vindhya to eastern, western shores is called Aryadesh, land of the cultured men. From Saraswati to Drishtvavati, that land created by the gods is Brahmadesh, where the Brahmanas reside.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and that region is where the spotted antelope roams, and that is fit for sacrifice. Let the other lands be inhabited, can be inhabited by the Marichas and the Sudras. But for this region, that was in the other ages. But now, the whole world is dominated by Marichas. So except for the temples and other places now, everywhere is said to be contaminated land now. You see? But in the previous age, and this, these verses are coming from Manu scriptures also. Lord Krishna had spoken this knowledge to Surya. Surya spoke it to Manu. Then Manu had written Manu Samhita, Swayambhuva Manu, and he had defined. Lord Krishna is also, this verse that he quotes here is almost like exactly from the Manu Smriti also. See, but these things were defined in the other ages. This age, that's everywhere true. Is contaminated.
That's true, what you said. But Bhagavatam, all these pastimes spoken by Sukhdev Goswami for us, for this age also. Everything Bhagavatam has is for us now. The pastime that you mentioned, the elaborate explanation about the antelopes or the pure place, those are applicable, seen in the other ages, but in this Kali Yuga right now, if you see the quality of those explanations that Krishna is giving, if we don't have that, we cannot purify even ourselves. Abstaining from the sense enjoyment, it's the effect of the antelopes. It is not the metaphor antelopes only, or the animal antelopes. If we don't have a material desire, then we are affected. We are same as antelopes affect. When they would use the deer skin to prevent their mind focus. So if we are focusing our mind on bhakti, if we are not interested for sense enjoyment, then we are getting the same. It is the same explanation Krishna is giving. And we have to do this. This is for us now. At the same time, you said also very nice that everywhere is mlaccha. That is also true. But look at Prabhupada. By his mercy, if we really focus on Prabhupada, by his mercy, we can purify any place, the process that he gave us. So we are not afraid of any place in this world or entire creation. We can literally purify anywhere as long as we carry Prabhupada in our heart and go there. So that's true. Any other? Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Bancha Kalpatra Vishya Kipasam Nirachavati Dhanam Pavanam Prabhishnavipanamanam Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.